Endicott woman charged with assault on her 17-year-old. An Endicott woman has been arrested after police found her young son with serious injuries. Police have just released information regarding a report on Saturday of a 17-month-old child suffering from a broken femur. Paramedics examined the child and determined that he had also suffered from multiple fractured ribs, which were in various stages of healing. On Wednesday, police arrested the child's mother, 22-year-old Marcelia Dooley of Madison Ave in Endicott. She is being charged with assault in the second degree, a felony. Broome County Child Protective Services assisted with the investigation. BAE Systems receives $13 million contract. BAE Systems has been awarded a $13 million contract. On Thursday, Federal Transit Administration Administrator Peter Rogoff visited the Endicott facility to announce the funding to be used on 8 different projects. BAE is developing mass transit buses that are powered by hydrogen fuel cells that emit only water vapor for exhaust. By the year 2050, the United States is expected to have 1 million more residents, and Rogoff says we are going to need to move those people around in the cleanest possible way we can if we are going to have breathable air. In the last 6 years, the FTA has allocated $90 million to fuel cell development. Norwich man arrested for stealing tractor from dealer. A Norwich man has been accused of stealing a John Deere tractor from a Shenango County business. Sheriff deputies say 26-year-old John Hunt went onto Norwich Meadow Farms property and drove the tractor away. According to investigators, he met another individual and sold the equipment. The tractor is valued at $15,000. Hunt was charged with grand larceny in the third degree. He was taken to Shenango County Jail on $10,000 cash bail. Brothers arrested in Owego robbery. The Owego Police Department and Tioga County Sheriff's Department responded to a call of a robbery Wednesday night in the village. Around 9:30, a caller reported that two male subjects approached a 70-year-old woman near an alley in the Court Street parking lot and, after a brief struggle, stole the woman's purse. The suspects attempted to flee on foot but were located shortly after the incident by police. 22-year-old Dustin Stegler and 20-year-old Dylan Stegler, both of Owego, were arrested and charged with second-degree robbery, fourth-degree criminal possession of stolen property, and fourth-degree grand larceny, all felonies. Dustin was also charged with a misdemeanor count of criminal mischief after he allegedly destroyed the victim's cell phone in an attempt to disable the GPS tracking feature. Both men were arraigned in the town of Nichols Court and sent to the Tioga County Jail in lieu of $10,000 bail. The victim was treated at the scene by the Owego Emergency Squad. Stranded jet skier rescued by the Campville Fire Department. Campville Fire Department Water Rescue Team responded to a call last night. The Tioga County Sheriff's Office requested the Water Rescue Team after receiving a call from a concerned citizen whose friend had gone out on the Susquehanna River on a jet ski around 8 o'clock last night and hadn't been heard from. The call came in around 9 p.m. The watercraft was found after a brief search and the individual was spotted moments later along the bank. He reported being cold but otherwise unhurt.